High Plains Radio continuing coverage. State track and field meet. We got to catch this guy early because he's going to put in 10,000 steps today by the end of with his first day. Gets over here at State Track and Field Meet. The one and only Mr. Nate Newhouse. You ready to rock and roll for another 4 days, big guy?
I am, Rich. It's an exciting time of year. It's always good to see you. Appreciate the time. Beautiful weather. Going to be a little brisk, but I think it's going to be accommodating for the athletes. No wind. Beautiful day. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, there's Mother Nature looks like, sounds like maybe a little chance of rain here in the next couple of days, but crossing fingers that it won't be anything to hamper the meet whatsoever.
I agree. They're calling for some showers here or there maybe, and we can manage those kind of things. We just hope the lightning stays away and we don't deal with those major issues.
Exactly right. The big-time storms keep those away. So, you know, looking at Burke, it looks beautiful again. Of course, had all the changes from last year and the incredible press box. I fell in love with the first time I was up there. But any other changes for this year that you can tell us about?
Nothing major. There were some finishing touches from last year. When we got into the facility last year, it was done but not finished, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. There were some finishing touches that needed to be taken care of, and now it is completely buttoned up. It looks beautiful. I appreciate OPS and what they do for this state track meet. It's fantastic.
I have to ask you, because the other day I heard Nebraska Athletic Director Troy Dannon was asked the question, would he want Lincoln to be the host of this? And he kind of chimed in, oh, heck yeah, they'd love to move this, but how can you move it away from a venue like this?
Yeah, that's an easy thing to say when you have a beautiful track and a beautiful venue, but the logistics and the access to the venue and things of that nature are just what it would take to run a state track meet. So if that ever becomes a deeper conversation, we'll address those issues. But we appreciate them saying that and being willing to showcase the state talent.
Yeah, but right here, it's this. I mean, you were competed here. A lot of kids have been here. This is the place to be.
54 years, absolutely. Yeah. Everybody thinks of Burke when they think of the state track meet, and they think of coming to Omaha. The road to Omaha, no different than the road to Omaha for the College World Series. So we're proud of that. And we hopefully continue that tradition.
This guy is one of many McCookites who worked this meet. You've got, I'm sure, your usual cast, those guys coming back and helping you again this year, aren't they?
Absolutely. Coach Gum checked in last night. Kenny Duggar, Coach Gross, my dad, my brother, mm-hmm. You bet. We've got a list of McCook people working the meet. Maybe that's not such a good thing, but I think we'll get through it.
All the Hainer boys, I take it, are back.
Correct.
Again?
All the Hainer boys are back, absolutely. We have a great team of workers. Yeah. The state track meet isn't what it is without the volunteers and the people that run it from start to finish. There's a lot of us that put work into getting it ready, and then we turn it over, and the meet runs great.
Chad Lyons, Trent Lyons, I think those boys are back again. It just, the list goes on and on and on, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. I forgot names, and I'm sure I'll forget more, but yes. From all across the state, we have people that come in from every corner of the state to work the state track meet and make it a beautiful event.
This is a busy two-week stretch for you with state track this week, and then, boy, after Memorial Day weekend, you got to jump right into state tennis, state golf next week to wrap things up, don't you?
Yep. Wrapping up soccer and baseball this week, track this week, golf next week, tennis next week, and this week. It all lands on top of each other in the spring. In the winter, we can get things spread out where we have four or five, six straight weeks of different championships. But in the spring, they all land right in the same week. So we get through it. We have great help.
I got to ask you, I was up on the Discus Hill. Lots been said with the Chase County coach was a Noah Rao and what he's done this year, 219 feet. Any changes up there? Because what I heard last year was like, you know, or the fence was like 205, 210. What is that, been addressed or anything like that with the discus?
It has, actually. We had a couple different meetings to make sure we accommodate that monster throw. So there will be some gates taken down and some fences moved to accommodate. Hopefully he pops one big and sets a state record again, or maybe even gets on the national level type stuff. So I hope he draws a big crowd. That would be a lot of fun to go watch.
I'm sure when a couple of days and that event comes around, you're going to have a ton of people watching that one.
I hope so. I hope we get a lot of people here over the course of the next 4 days. And that's one thing that this four-day format has done. Day to day, we get a roughly 6,000 to 7,000. You take that times four, we're averaging 25,000 people a year total attendance. And that's fantastic. That's impressive.
Boy, the times and the marks, Nate, you follow it. These kids are just getting faster. They can jump farther, they can jump higher and throw farther each and every year, can't they?
Yeah, I think there was, I'll say, 15 records broke this year already during the regular season. I want to make sure that, are we measuring the tracks correctly anymore? But no, you're right, Rich. It's remarkable. People just keep getting faster and throw farther and jump longer. It's impressive.
Finally, getting ready to end another school year with NSAA. It's been busy from start to finish, hasn't it?
It has. It's been another good year. This is my 15th year, and some of the challenges and the things that we face now are completely different than 15 years ago. The landscape has changed in education-based activities, and if I'm being honest, it's probably a battle to maintain the culture of what an education-based activity should be. So we got to work with our member schools to make sure we accomplish that goal.
Going to be able to enjoy your summer at all? I mean, or it's just work, work, work. You'd hopefully take a couple of weeks off, a little vacation time.
Of course I will. Yeah, I've got trips planned, and the summers are good. You also got to take advantage of the summer to get ready for the start of the fall, but there will be some downtime, and there'll be some fun time.
Thanks, man. Appreciate everything you do.
Thanks, Rich. Always good to see you. Appreciate everything. Have a good day.